A report from the Legislative Finance Committee criticizes New Mexico's termination of behavioral health providers, resulting from findings in an as-yet-unreleased audit of providers receiving Medicaid funding through the Human Services Department. The LFC report, released this week, says patients suffered as a result of the changes. Citing law enforcement considerations, two judges recently refused in separate cases to order release of the audit, meaning providers weren't told of specific allegations or given a chance to rebut them before funding was cut off. Federal authorities say 15 Albuquerque men have been indicted on federal drug trafficking charges in Bernalillo and Santa Fe counties. They say all but one have been arrested after the execution of search and seizure warrants. Officials say they took in about 8 pounds of heroin, 2 pounds of cocaine, and another pound of methamphetamine during the so-called Operation Sandwedge, which was the result of a year-and-a-half-long investigation. Santa Fe County's DWI prevention specialist Peter Olson says if you're driving around and you don't see a drunk driving checkpoint, you will be observed by county sheriff's deputies or other law enforcement conducting a so-called saturation patrol. In its effort to prevent DWI, Olson says Santa Fe County offers people who've had a bit too much to drink a $1 cab ride home from bars.
We have a $1 cab ride home that we offer. We're subsidizing through the county. And on Tuesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, we are expanding our service to give everybody a chance to take the $1 cab ride home and not drink and drive.
Olson says Santa Fe County has seen 4 drunk driving fatalities thus far in 2013. Don't expect an immediate ruling in a case challenging New Mexico's assisted suicide law. The state district judge hearing the case, Nan Nash, says she has much to consider after hearing closing arguments Thursday. 2 doctors and a Santa Fe cancer patient filed a suit last year seeking to make it legal for New Mexico MDs to prescribe needed medications for terminally ill patients who want to end their lives on their own terms. Under current state law, assisted suicide is a 4th-degree felony. Reports indicate a ruling could be a month away. A lawsuit says an Albuquerque man suffered severe burns to his knees and buttocks after a Bernalillo County Sheriff's deputy forced him to kneel and sit on hot asphalt for nearly half an hour. The federal lawsuit says Deputy Chris Starr made Jonathan Griego kneel on scorching hot asphalt during a June traffic stop on a day where temperatures reached 96 degrees. An attorney for the county denies the allegations. New Mexico Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich have introduced the Organ Mountains Desert Peaks Conservation Act. The bill would designate the Organ Mountains Desert Peak National Monument to conserve, protect, and enhance scenic, recreational, and culturally significant land. Senator Heinrich commented on the measure.
You know, the Organ Mountains, the Sierra de las Uvas, the Potrillos, the Robledos, are really amongst some of the most scenic landscapes in all of New Mexico, and they define Doñana County's incredibly rich culture and history.
Senator Udall says the measure would put the Organ Mountains on recreation maps around the world, attracting tourists to southern New Mexico, creating jobs, and bringing in millions of dollars in tourism revenue. The city of Roswell's main tourist attraction, the International UFO Museum and Research Center, is getting a facelift. The museum director says the exterior on the southeastern New Mexico City's main street will be redone to make it look like one large building. The Roswell Daily Record reports that the museum's marquee is also getting a new look. The museum also plans future changes for its interior. Roswell is internationally famous for the so-called Roswell incident in 1947, when Air Force officials said they'd discovered a UFO, only later to recant the story. Santa Fe weather today, a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 39. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 18. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high 35. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.